With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
But you can't bowl and you can't throw. I'm just telling you what everybody knows. Absolute sins you put down. All the talent that hit you out of the ground. Don't ask what it was, Karen and Joe. So you can't bowl and you can't throw.
In a week where Healy and McGrath leading Australia on a tour of India became a reality rather than a piece of 1990s fan fiction, this is Can't Bowl, Can't Throw.
Garth is on fire!
Yeah, look, I'm really excited to take that next step up and get back to international cricket, obviously albeit for a different team this time, but yeah, I'm incredibly excited to get going.
You're here with Kat Jones and Dan Lipke and Kim Garth.
Kim Garth has quite an Aussie accent for an Irish woman, right?
Yeah, well, she's no longer Irish. She did last play an international for Ireland back in 2019, but now she's true blue Aussie.
Mm.
Or true canary yellow and green.
That's
Aussie.
Right.
Yes.
Indeed. 2019 in Ireland. She's moved to Australia, got her residency, got a WBBL contract.
Yep.
Now she's somehow part of the Australian squad.
Yeah, so this
is fantastic.
Yeah, so Australia's heading over to India to play five T20s. I just think it's a very, very strange direction to choose to go in, because surely the easier way to do it is look around and go, well, this Australian team's too hard to get into. I might go play for Ireland. She's gone completely the other direction.
Yeah, good effort.
Yes. Anyway, all the games are on that tour of India are in the middle of the night, so we won't watch them live, but we'll watch them on replay.
Presumably they're not in the middle of the night in the country they're being played in.
Oh, you never know. They do some crazy things for advertising dollars.
This is the part of the show where we discuss the cricket news of the week.
Lots of stuff going on in the world of cricket, but we just have time to discuss the first test between Australia and the West Indies. Test cricket started.
Yeah, test cricket. Yep.
After all this white ball.
Lots of white ball stuff. Time for tests.
Yeah.
So what were the highlights of the test?
Well, I think all of the runs.
All the runs. There were a lot of runs. Not quite as many as over in Pakistan, but still a fair few, right?
I was going to say there were a lot of centuries in both of those matches, in Pakistan and in Australia, but there weren't a lot of centuries. There were some double centuries and some
And a 99.
Almost, yeah, some
99s. Yeah, and Brathwaite eventually got a century, but for a while there weren't many centuries.
Mm. So Steve Smith?
Yeah, Steve Smith, he made 220 runs without being dismissed, which is pretty much what
pretty typical.
Expect. Yeah, not that exciting. But I think my favourite part of his innings was at one point he was at the non-striker's end and he was just swinging his bat around freely and managed to hit the umpire in the shin.
Oh, God.
And the umpire wasn't particularly pleased about being struck by
They don't wear shin guards.
No,
I mean, maybe they should.
They should, yeah.
After this little bit. Do they get penalty runs for this?
Well, I'm not sure. People were saying, Steve Smith probably doesn't want to get struck on the pad anytime after doing that. But He didn't. And yeah, I just think his leaves are getting weirder and weirder. He's leaving now from the non-striker's end.
Yep.
Clobbering the umpire.
Yeah, exactly.
Very strange. Huh. Australia also became the first side in Test history to have four bowlers with 200 wickets or more. That was after Pat Cummins, the slowpoke Pat Cummins, finally became the fourth of the quartet to reach that mark.
So 200 wickets, 200 runs. It was all the double centuries.
Yep.
Quite an achievement just in this first Test, right?
Yeah, very busy. It's also a fact, of course, that Sri Lanka are the only side to have one bowler with 800 wickets or more. So Congratulations to Sri Lanka. What else did we have?
Well, we had some people very interested in Justin Langer, who has a new commentary career. We talked about in Jail Time.
Last time.
And somebody, of course, they're playing over in Perth, and someone brought a Justice for JL sign to the Test.
Yeah, so what, you know, why were they so keen to bring him to justice?
What has he done?
Well, I assume it's for the time he kicked over a bin during the Headingley Test.
I presume it's for any of his public speaking.
could be a myriad of things, but they're very keen on bringing him to justice. They started chanting, "We want Justin," over and over, and you know,
"We want justice, we want Justin."
Yep, and they, I mean, he was very sensible. He stayed safely up in the commentary box. I mean, this is just like the January 6th riots. He had to be whisked away to safety.
Yep.
Yeah. Who knows
away
what
in the tunnels underneath the stadium. Maybe JL paid these kids to chant, "We want JL." Pretty sure I saw that job on Airtasker.
Yeah. Anyway, the banner, the Justice for JL banner, was confiscated, and the next day they showed up with a Justice for JL banner wielders.
Yeah, I completely forgot JL was commentating.
Yeah,
and we forgot to turn over to the channel of whichever channel, whatever, to listen to him. And
yeah, Channel 7.
We have to remember to do this in the second Test because
we might try. Yes,
there might have been all sorts of delights for, particularly for our Mueller Award that we
that's true
would have got from JL.
Travis Head was perhaps the highlight. One of the other highlights. Everybody else was scoring double centuries, as we mentioned, or centuries in Brathwaite's case. Travis Head made 99 and was then out chopping the ball back onto his stumps, trying to sneakily dab a single to get it.
But I wonder, you know, he trudged off. He did look like he was about
to
cry.
He was a sad little camper.
He was very sad. I mean, the only way to cope with being out for 99 is to immediately see the funny side of it, right? That is the best way of coping. And imagine how, you know, happy everyone would be if he trudged off smiling and laughing and sort of kind of going, "Oh, bloody typical."
Yeah.
Because everyone kind of feels his pain when he trudges off sadly.
Yeah.
You think of everyone who's watching.
Yeah.
Don't think of yourself.
Yeah, don't be so selfish, Travis.
Think of Ashton Agar,
yes. Yeah, he's got one more than Ashton. What more does he want?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. What about Tajanareen Chanderpol?
Yeah, son of Shiv.
Yep.
And Test debut.
Yeah, Test debut.
Got his
cap. And he was pretty fearlessly stood up to Cummins and Stark and Hazelwood, who you know, kept on getting knocked down, and like, you know, some kind of mini Chumbawamba, he just jumped back up again. He couldn't be stopped.
He was constantly hit with the ball, right?
Didn't care. He was back up, ready to face the next one.
Yeah.
But the only Australian who seemed to worry him was Mark Howard. he had an interview on Fox Before Play on whatever day it was, third or fourth day, and he could barely get any words out. He couldn't. Nervous.
Maybe Howie would have got more out of him if he'd chucked balls at him while he was interviewing him.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Yes. Speaking of Pat Cummins, we did have a friend of the podcast, Pat Cummins, of course.
Hang on, friend of a podcast.
Friend of a podcast. Friend of this podcast.
Friend of your other podcast.
I'm quite certain he wouldn't be able to distinguish between the two podcasts.
No, probably not.
So let's say friend of the podcast, Pat Cummins, he picked up a quad strain. So he spent most of the final day of the Test just kind of wandering around aimlessly in the field.
Was that part of the rehab for the quad strain? To aimlessly wander? He never stood still?
Not really. I mean, he half-heartedly chased a ball to the boundary rope at one point and just kind of eventually got there.
Well, that's not good with a quad strain.
Yeah, but he is now in doubt for the second Test.
Well, a quad strain sounds serious. Sounds like four separate strains,
it does,
right?
Yes.
And I know that the quad muscle has four different bits, so could be just one strain though. Yeah. Let's wish for the best.
I mean, I did see a headline where it said he's racing the clocks. Just stop running around. Yeah.
Just put your feet up.
Relax. Yeah. Get better.
Go to wherever Glenn Maxwell's got his leg up, and you put your feet up there too.
Yeah. So anyway, he's in doubt for the second Test. The selectors have brought in Western Australia's Lance Morris, who is allegedly the fastest bowler in Australia.
Haven't they brought in Scott Boland?
Scott Boland was already there.
Oh, okay.
But they've just This Lance has just leapt straight past Scott Boland, who's still got a little bit rough on Scott, who still averages, what, 9.5 in tests or something.
Yeah.
But I did look quite like the fact that my grandfather's name was Lance and my first car was a Morris, which I think means Lance Morris is my cricketing porn name.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yes, or either that or I can bowl at 150 kilometres per hour. One of those two.
Yeah.
What's your cricketing porn name, do you know?
Well, based on that, my first car was an XW Falcon.
Okay.
Grandfather's first name was Jack.
Yeah. Oh, Jack Falcon. That's a proper name.
Is that a proper porn name?
I think, it sounds pretty aggressive.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. Or maybe if you're a woman, you go with your grandmother's name.
Oh, right.
Anyway, we may be giving away too many
I think we're giving away
clues.
Too many passwords here.
Yes.
So you may indeed be able to bowl. On the basis of that, on the basis of your cricketing porn name, you may be able to bowl at 150K.
Yep.
It has not been disproven.
Not yet. Anyway, the second test starts on Thursday.
Hooray.
Please support capitalism by checking out these sponsors.
All right, so my new book, The 10 Greatest World Cup Wins in Australian Cricket, that's still out in bookstores. I don't think it's sold out of every single bookstore in Australia. It must be getting close, though, so you better sprint out and buy it.
Get on with it.
Yeah, so as the title suggests, I count down Australia's 10 best World Cup campaigns. I cover pretty much every World Cup, but 10, I go into a really deep dive. And for each one, I kind of start with the final because that's pretty much always Australia thrashing some poor hapless team that makes that there. And then I kind of backtrack to cover the journey to the trophy.
So is the 1999 Men's World Cup in there?
Yeah, I think that's probably safe to say.
Okay. What about the 2020 Women's T20 World Cup?
Yeah, that's probably safe to say as well.
Okay.
And there's eight other World Cups as well. So, anyway, if
because you can count.
I can count, yes. So if you're listening to this podcast, go buy a copy. It'll be right up your alley. It's good and it's fun and it's a perfect Christmas present.
And you can buy it for yourself or certainly for your kid's cricket coach.
Oh, definitely, yeah. buy for everybody.
Yeah.
So available in all bookstores now.
Let's play Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grade Cricketer?
Wow, since we've had this quiz.
Yeah, so I've sorted out a quiz for Kat to take here today.
Uh-oh.
So this is we'll see if Kat is smarter than a fifth grade cricketer. So this week, was it just Australia playing the West Indies? We've alluded to a couple of times. Pakistan and England were playing over in Pakistan, which of course meant we had the return of Bazball.
Yes, of course.
Very exciting. Brendan McCullum and Ben Stokes and the rest of the England team somehow conjured up a win on a dead Rawalpindi pitch. They batted like lunatics and declared like lunatics and bowled like lunatics. And won in the dying moments of the test. It was very exciting. It was a fantastic test. Anyway, that kind of inspired this quiz. So here's how this quiz works. So for several key Bazball participants, I went onto Google and I did a search for their name and I let Google autocomplete the search. You know, you start typing in and it tries to autocomplete. And I jotted down some of those. So I will give you, for each of these starting phrases, I will give you a list of four autocompletes.
Mm-hmm.
Three of them are real and one is made up.
Okay. Three truths and a lie.
Yes. So you just have to tell me of the four that I give you, which one is made up? Which one did I make up?
Okay.
All right. So question one, I typed in, is Ben Stokes?
Mm-hmm.
And so here are the possible answers. Is Ben Stokes A, Australian, B, a bad word, C, knighted, D, a real person?
Oh, my goodness.
One of those is made up. Three of those are real.
They are all spectacular.
So just going through it again. A, Australian, B, a bad word, C, knighted, or D, a real person. Which one of those
a bad word is such a weird thing. I don't think you could have made that up. I think I'm going to go with A, Australian.
No.
Is that one of the answers?
Some people are typing in, is Ben Stokes Australian?
Ben Stokes should be Australian. He seems more Australian than English most of the time.
Yes. The correct fake answer was, is Ben Stokes a real person? No one's typed that one in.
No, everyone knows he's real. Exactly. I should have known that.
Yeah. All right, question two. Is Jimmy Anderson A, the goat, B, injured, C, vegan, D, handsome?
Is Jimmy Anderson vegan? I'm sure people are asking that.
Yeah. Is he the goat? Is he injured?
The goat?
Is he vegan? Is he handsome?
I think people are asking, is he the goat? Is he injured? I think that's, people are always asking if cricketers are injured. I think that's pretty standard. So I'm going to go with that final answer.
Handsome.
Is Jimmy Anderson, because no one's asking that. Everyone knows he's handsome.
Yeah. Well, that is correct. Oh, yeah, that was the one I made up. Is Jimmy Anderson handsome?
Of course.
No one needs to ask that question. Foolish question. Yeah. Question three. So one right, one out of two.
Mm-hmm.
Is Brendan McCullum A?
Oh, for a minute there, I thought you were going to New Zealand, but of course you're not. You're staying with England.
Staying with England. Is Brendan McCullum A, wearing a hat, B, a wicketkeeper, C, retired, D, coach of England?
Brendan McCullum wearing a hat is a fantastic question, and I hope that's right, so I'm not going to pick that one.
So is he wearing a hat, a wicketkeeper, retired, or coach of England?
I mean, surely everyone knows about the wicketkeeper, but is he retired? Was it the King of England? The Coach of England.
Coach of England.
Look, I'm pretty sure.
I mean, he'd be the King of England soon if they keep
I'm going sure that on was like one this. Of the autocomplete.
Yeah.
I feel like no one ever knows when these bloody cricketers are retired. This has to be real.
Okay.
So, but maybe I'm overthinking it. I'm going to say, is Brendan McCullum retired, is the one you made up?
No, I made up, is Brendan McCullum wearing a hat?
Oh, all that right. Was so silly. I thought that had to be true.
Yeah. One for three. Is Stuart Broad A, dad yet, B, the Nighthawk, C, a good bowler, D, still playing cricket?
So we know the Nighthawk would be a common question, surely. That's been a common discussion point. Tell me the others again.
Is Stuart Broad A, dad yet, B, the Nighthawk, C, a good bowler, D, still playing cricket?
Okay, so is he a dad yet would be a common question because there's been a baby popping in or out for the last little while. I believe the baby's now popped out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's see, is he a good bowler? Why would people ask that? Why would you Google that question?
I don't know.
Maybe in order to get YouTube clips of Stuart Broad.
Maybe.
And I think I'm going to go with that.
A good bowler?
A good bowler.
No, the fake one is Stuart Broad, the Nighthawk. People don't have to ask that. They already know he's the Nighthawk.
He's the Nighthawk. Okay. Yeah. Oh, dear. One from four.
Two to come. I mean, it's very hard. You've only got a one in four chance of getting well, if you guess.
I am at chance at the moment.
All right. Is Johnny Bairstow A, Welsh, B, single, C, good at golf, D, related to David Bairstow?
Oh, interesting. Well, I have no idea if he's related to David Bairstow, and I don't care either.
Yep.
Is he...
But could you see yourself asking that question?
Never.
Or others asking that question?
Can't see anyone asking that question. I can't see anyone asking if he's good at golf. We know he's not good at golf. I feel like everyone should know that he's not good at golf.
So Welsh, single, good at golf, related to David Bairstow.
Is Johnny Bairstow single? Surely there's no one asking that question. But look, I think I'm going to go with, is Johnny Bairstow single?
No. Is Johnny Bairstow good at golf was the one I made up. People know he's not good at golf.
Yeah.
All right, last one. Is Ben Folkes A, brother of Ben Stokes, B, a dancer, C, on Instagram, D, married?
Well, all the autocompletes for every person in the world is so-and-so married. So that one has to be real.
Mm-hmm.
Is he a dancer? I think he did go on one of those dancing shows. I'm pretty sure he was a dancer. So that could be a question.
It's a very strange quiz because you're trying to guess the things that people would not ask.
probably not the same things that I would or wouldn't ask.
Yeah. Is Ben Folkes a brother of Ben Stokes, a dancer, on Instagram, or married?
I really hope that people are asking, is he the brother of Ben Stokes? But I can't imagine anyone is that stupid. So that has to be the fake one. I'm going with A.
No, he's real. The fake one is Ben Folkes a dancer? I just made that one up. So there you go. One out of six.
No, you convinced me that he's a dancer. I'm going to think forevermore that Ben Folkes is a dancer.
Yeah, he's twinkling dancing shoes.
Yeah.
Oh, well, congratulations. I don't think
one
you are
smarter
than a fifth grade cricketer.
No.
Sorry about that.
I'm definitely not.
Can't bowl, can't throw, coming live. Thanks for tuning in and taking your time. The underappreciated act of the week. The funniest and crazy plays of the week. Who is going to join the honorary board? The number one Scott Moeller Award.
After that wonderful segment, we are now in the Moeller Award, which are underappreciated acts of stupidity, perhaps, or maybe just of interest in the world of cricket this week. We have eight nominations.
Do we have eight?
We have eight.
Wow, we better get cracking then.
Yeah, what have you got first?
All right, so the first one I've got is a private equity firm by the very inspiring name of the Bridgepoint Group. Mm. They've proposed buying a 75% stake in the 100, offering £300 million for it, which effectively values the tournament at £400 million. And I mostly just nominate this one because I like the idea of anybody having a 75% stake in the tournament. And I just hope that they get all the advertising revenue from the first 75 balls of an innings.
Yep.
And then the ECB get the revenue from the last 25 balls.
Fantastic.
I think that's how it works when you take a stake in the 100. It's very easy to sort out.
Very easy. Imagine all the changes private equity would bring in. I mean, it could be rather hilarious. For example, they'll immediately cut the tournament by 25%.
Yep.
So now there's only 75 balls in the 100.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's going to happen. Okay. Yep. Well, that way
they get all the profits, right?
Yeah, of course.
Mm. Very cunning.
Very cunning.
What's the next nomination?
Elise Perry is nominated. She had a one-match suspension given to her because of a slow over rate in the final.
Yeah.
One over,
yep.
Yeah. Anyway, she'll miss the Sydney Sixers game, the first game for next year, because it was the final. Of course, there's no more matches. Of course, the Sixers did win the final.
No, they didn't. They were very funny. Yes. But we should have seen this coming, right? Because this is way back a few months ago. We saw the promo from Foxtel where she spent like 4 hours running into bowl.
Yes, no wonder she couldn't
get the overs done on time. I think the Foxtel marketing department are also suspended from the Sixers' first game next year. So that's a good deal.
Yes. And if she swaps teams, does that new team get the penalty?
I hope so.
Or does it stay with the Sixers? Because it could be quite an incentive not to. Anyway, it could become one of the great new moral ethical dilemmas. Who gets the suspension?
Good philosophical problem.
It should be the team that she was playing against. That would be great.
We should, we could easily fill the muller with about 5 hours worth of baseball nonsense, but we'll just pick a couple of really good ones. So I think my favourite bit of baseball was probably Joe Root batting left-handed.
Yes, and he wasn't just doing a switch hit.
He faced up. I'm going to face up left. I'm a left-hander now. Good on you, Joe Root. Of course, when Joe Root bats left-handed, we do call him Joe Loot, right?
Yeah, of course.
We sit to the ground.
And did they come out and do a concussion test after he faced up the wrong way?
Not all left-handers are concussed cats. some of us have no choice.
Maybe he's been lefty all this time.
Yeah, maybe. It's a long con.
Yeah, and he's just been pretending. Imagine how good. He might be massively better.
Yep. Anyway, he didn't bowl left-handed, so there's still room for further madness in the next few tests.
Yeah, he can be Joe Root Loot.
Yep.
Okay, so and also a couple of days before this match started, the Pakistan-English match, more than half of the England squad came down with some kind of bug.
Yep.
And they were having talks about maybe delaying the start of the game and so on in the end.
In retrospect, Pakistan probably should have agreed to that.
Yeah,
right?
They really should have. Or agreed to a four-day game, perhaps. But anyway, the news articles at the time pointed out that this was, quote, despite bringing their own chef on tour, who is also one of those who is feeling sick, end quote, which is a wonderful, wonderful quote.
Yeah, a chef's kiss kind of quote, you would say, in less disgusting circumstances.
Yes, definitely.
Yes. Kind of semi-related to baseball, where we're starting to segue away from it now. Cricviz put up an article. Cricviz have given up on its win predictor. Baseball has broken it, basically. They went through all the numbers. They realised that everything they predicted last English summer didn't happen because baseball just kept breaking it. So these crazy lunatics, they're playing test cricket in such a weird fashion that numbers themselves no longer work.
They're going to have to do a baseball upgrade, right? Yep. Baseball add-on and in addition to the Cricviz system.
Yeah, very funny. I very much enjoy that one. What is Ian Chappell saying?
Oh, the grumpy old man. He wants to reduce the number of test nations down to 8. Yeah. I mean, why start at 8? I think,
Two's all you need. Yeah. A third perhaps for variety.
Maybe. Yeah. This is the ultimate in boomer logic, right?
the
opposite of woke.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I hope dropping it down to 8, he can drop, Australia, England.
India.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Speaking of India, over in India, Ruturaj Gaikwad scored 7 sixes in an over in the Hazare Trophy over in India. So that was very impressive. So there was a no ball. It must have been a no ball. I was going to say no ball or a wide, but if it was a wide, he wouldn't have hit it for 6.
No.
So it must have been 6 regular deliveries, 1 no ball, and he put all of them over the fence.
Incredible.
But it is quite incredible, but I'd be more impressed if he'd hit 6 sevens in an over. I think that's that's the next stage.
We're not holding our breath on that one, but we'll keep maybe WinViz will predict it now that it's broken.
Yep. And one last nomination?
Yes, we've seen the new trailer for the Test season two.
Yep.
And this makes sense, you know, this season I think it's going to come out on Amazon Prime mid-January.
Yeah.
And they do not sponsor this podcast.
No, so season one had Justin Langer kicking over a bin. Season two has Justin Langer being put in the bin.
Yeah.
So who knows what's going to happen in season three. But yeah, but anyway, season two is coming, right?
Well, it makes me feel like, you know, in the entirety of Australian cricket is now based around this particular series. What is going to happen in season three? I mean, what disaster will befall them so that we have a cliffhanger for season three?
Yeah, well, I did notice that in the promo it had Ishigua saying something like, you know, Australia, after a bit of scandals, this Tim Payne, Justin Langer nonsense have overcome it once again. I thought, is this in their contracts now? They've got to come up with a scandal at the beginning of each season so they can overcome it and have a proper dramatic arc over the course of the episodes.
Well, there'd be lucrative reasons to do that.
Yeah, I wonder who's going to do it next year.
Mm.
Maddie Wade's a good chance.
Look, yeah. Maybe. It needs to be someone who's about ready to retire, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So that they can have this scandal and then retire and dine out on it in after-dinner speaking forevermore, as well as he's worth out of the test.
Yes. Anyway, if you want full spoilers for the test, if you can't wait till mid-January, get full spoilers by just buying my Ashes screenplay from last year, because I'm pretty sure that's the script they were working from. And you can get that over at leibcricket.com/store. So head over there, search for Ashes screenplay. You'll know exactly what's going to happen in the test season two.
It's probably a slightly cheaper Christmas present.
Much cheaper, yeah. So what's going to win this? Lots and lots of options.
I can hardly even remember. Definitely not giving it to
the Bridgepoint group.
Yeah, Bridgepoint. We're not giving it to any of the Bazball. I mean, they've had enough talk about them.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, we don't want to give it to Elise Perry. Maybe no one can win this one.
Yeah. Well, what about Ian Chappell?
Oh, no, definitely not.
No. Oh, well, then I think we're left
We've got to give it to Gaikwad.
Yeah, I think Gaikwad's the winner. So congratulations, hit 7 sixes and over and get one Muller Award, bowled off a no ball. And I think that wraps us up for the week, right?
It does. You've been listening to Dan Libke and Kat Jones. Dan is at LibCricket and I am at CricketBackCat. That is Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
We are also on Mastodon.
We are. So just search for the same names.
So you can find us, and I'm sure if you've got to the end of this podcast, you know where to find us.
Yeah.
Social Podcast Network.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.